From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. This morning, President Obama made his second Supreme Court nomination. He chose Elena Kagan, describing her as one of the nation's foremost legal minds. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more from the White House.
President Obama called Elena Kagan a trailblazer, the first female dean of Harvard Law School and the first woman to serve as Solicitor General.
Elena is respected and admired not just for her intellect and record of achievement, but also for her temperament, her openness to a broad array of viewpoints, her habit, to borrow a phrase from Justice Stevens, of understanding before disagreeing.
If confirmed, Kagan will be the third woman currently on the high court and the fourth in its history. At age 50, she would be this court's youngest member. Republicans have begun to criticize her for having a short paper trail and no judicial experience. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
BP today started using chemical dispersants deep in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the company is applying the chemicals directly on the oil leak to keep crude from reaching the water's surface.
The government approved BP's plan to use the dispersants underwater, even though the effects are unknown. The company is using a number of novel approaches to contain the deep water gusher. It has not had success stopping the flow, an estimated 210,000 gallons a day. BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward says, quote, "We will resolve it. It's simply a question of how long it takes." Company officials acknowledge the blowout, nearly a mile deep, creates an unprecedented technical challenge. This week, engineers plan to deploy what's called a top hat, a 5-foot-tall box, to capture oil at the worst leak point and siphon it to a drill ship on the surface. They will also try what's called a junk shot, injecting a cocktail of rubber, golf balls, and other debris to clog the well. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
Officials in Iraq are reporting another 15 deaths after two separate bombings in the southern city of Basra. There was also an attack earlier in the day in the city of Hilla, where at least 45 people were killed after two suicide bombers drove into a factory. Major General Steve Lanza, the chief military spokesman in Iraq, says the violence is a reminder al-Qaeda is still capable of wreaking havoc.
It certainly talks about a capacity that they have to conduct, while not large, high-profile attacks, attacks designed to intimidate the population and designed to intimidate the Iraqi security forces.
There are also other bombings and shootings across Iraq today. Tornadoes have moved through Oklahoma City, tossing cars off highways and flipping mobile homes this evening. According to officials in the area, at least two tornadoes touched down in the area during the height of rush hour. Officials are saying that one death has been reported. There are also concerns there could be additional injuries. Storms are part of a violent weather system that spawned tornadoes in Kansas and other parts of Oklahoma today. Word of an EU bailout plan sent stocks soaring today. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 404 points for a rise of 3.9%. This is NPR. According to the head of the rescue operations at Russia's largest coal mine, hopes are dimming that any of the 58 people believed trapped after a series of explosions will be found alive. Already, officials say 32 people are known to have died in the blast inside the Siberian mine over the weekend. Many of those bodies were recovered today. The majority were rescue workers who'd gone into the mine after the first blast. The second, more powerful explosion occurred more than 3 hours later, destroying the mine's main air shaft. Lena Horne, the sultry jazz singer and actress who became a star despite Hollywood prejudice, has died. She was 92. Horne's signature song was Stormy Weather. NPR's Bob Mondello says that title also described her film career.
She was the first black performer to be signed to a long-term Hollywood contract and one of the most underused talents in Hollywood history. Racism in 1940s America caused producers to present her mostly as a featured singer. Her numbers could then be cut from films when they played in the segregated South.
Oh, listen, sister.
Till the Clouds Roll By in 1946 showcased her that way, singing a song from the musical Showboat.
Can't help loving. That man of mine.
5 years later, when the studio produced Showboat, that part, a mulatto singer, went to white actress Ava Gardner, whose songs had to be dubbed. Horne was terrific in MGM's Cabin in the Sky, an all-black film, but eventually left Hollywood for stardom in the recording studio and on Broadway. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has recalled 19,000 Best Friends charm bracelets made in China and sold at the Claire's chain. That's after the bracelets were found to contain high levels of cadmium. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.